With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. One state's public university establishment may have had enough of so-called diversity or DEI programs. Those initiatives, along with some jobs, are on the chopping block.
The governing board of North Carolina's public university system is expected to consider a proposal that suggests that various positions, such as diversity officers and liaisons, would be eliminated. The proposal passed through the board's university governance committee last month. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, has become one of the most contentious issues on college campuses in recent years. I'm Donna Warder.
House Republicans have summoned the leaders of Northwestern and Rutgers universities to Capitol Hill today. The chancellor of UC Los Angeles also expected to appear. The hearing will focus on concessions they gave anti-Israel protesters to convince them to end their demonstrations. Also at SRNnews.com, a high-profile former prosecutor in Baltimore facing her own sentencing today.
Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, is to be sentenced in Greenbelt, Maryland, on perjury and mortgage fraud charges. Mosby was convicted by two separate juries of lying about her finances to improperly withdraw deferred retirement funds under provisions of the COVID Relief Act. She used the $90,000 for down payments on two vacation homes in Florida. The government argued that was improper because she falsely claimed the pandemic had harmed her travel-oriented side business. Mosby gained a national profile during the failed prosecution of six police officers in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump, his New York trial in recess till next week, holds a rally today in New York City. It's in a park in the Bronx. Former Trump challenger Nikki Haley says she will be voting for Mr. Trump. She calls Joe Biden a catastrophe. On Wall Street, stock futures higher, Dow futures up 93 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 217. This is SRN News. Gambling is getting out of control.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults have placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Carolina's Republican Governor Henry McMaster has signed into law a ban on sex change operations for children. The measure makes South Carolina the 25th state to restrict or ban such procedures for anyone under the age of 18. South Carolina now bars healthcare professionals from performing sex change operations, prescribing puberty-blocking drugs, and overseeing hormone treatments for kids. SRN News. It's not only humans suffering because of a searing heat wave in Mexico.
Howler monkeys roar like a ferocious lion. But in Mexico these days, it's so hot they've been falling from trees. Wildlife biologist Gilberto Pozo said many in critical condition, unconscious, lethargic, and with signs of severe dehydration. And some of them dead, at least 138 in the past week. Comes amid a heat wave that's had about 85% of the country seeing highs well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit and a third topping 113. At the same time, drought has left 80% of Mexico's dams less than half full. I'm Ben Thomas.
Taiwan scrambling jets putting missile, naval, and land units on alert over drills at Communist China has announced they're taking place around the island democracy. More details at SRNnews.com.